Hello, everyone. My name is Johnson Obamenti.
And I am Fee Obamenti.
And we are the host of Oasis of Hope podcast.
Yes, it's been a while. This is episode 72.
Wow. The Lord is good.
Yes.
And His mercy endureth forever.
Amen.
It is a new year, 2024, a new month of February.
Yes.
Which is?
So what happened to
Black History Month, right?
Yes, it is Black History Month. So what happened to January?
Well, January, I guess, with all the hustling and bustling of the end of the year and the beginning of another year,
schedule
just gets so jammed. So that we were unable to, but here we are.
We're unable to get to the studio to
produce. Here we are, February 1st.
February 1st.
And thank God Almighty for what He's doing. His mighty deed and His gracious deed, and He's giving us the grace.
Amen.
So you
mentioned February, Black History Month.
Yes.
And we've always said, people that know us know we say this, that Black history is America's history.
History, exactly.
So yes. It's interesting that at the intersection of all of this, you felt a specific focus, even for this episode 72.
Exactly. Talking about focus on love.
Mm.
You see, last weekend, we had the opportunity to visit the Holocaust Museum.
Yes.
And boy, wasn't an eye-opener.
A big eye-opener.
Exactly.
A big eye-opener how hate from one person spreads like wildfire.
Yes.
And can target a person or group of people.
Yes.
And it all starts out of this hatred.
And hatred was built out of rumor.
Out of rumor.
Yeah, unsubstantiated rumor, or myth or whatever we can call it. This is unsubstantiated rumor. Even after that rumor was debunked, but a lot of people already ran away with that rumor and the lies. Is this something that we've seen even today?
And people might say, this is Black history, but everything is tied together. And, the Holocaust Museum, not too long, in celebration of Human Rights Day and Holocaust Day, and the Jews as a group of people know what it is to be targeted with this venom of hate.
Yes.
And as you were saying, the rumor in those back in the early centuries was that the Jews were responsible for killing our Lord Jesus. And with that rumor, hatred began to spread against Jews.
Yes.
So if Jews found themselves in a neighborhood, automatically their neighbors hated them because they were Jews.
Because when they see them, the only thing they think about is that, oh, you're a Jew, you're a traitor, you're a betrayer. So that's all they think about.
You killed our Lord Jesus Christ.
However, eventually, that rumor was debunked, and it was found to be a lie.
It was debunked by the Catholic Church.
Yes.
In those days, in 1945, I believe, how our historian shared with us. And in 1945, even when it was debunked that, no, the Jews were not responsible for killing Jesus, the hatred and the rumor had already spread like wildfire. And this African proverb that says, good news travels slow, has slow legs, but lies, travels way faster.
Like a wildfire. Exactly.
And that's the case for the Jews, that even though the Roman Catholic Church debunked the lies and the rumors, but people had already caught that, and that was what led to World War II.
Exactly. So the same thing today, we probably had a lot of things about slavery. We've had a lot of things about, you know, dehumanization of slavery and all that good, you know, that went with it. However, all of that is rooted in sin, sin nature of human being. Hate is a sin. You know, any sense of pride is a sin. If one, a proud mind, a proud or haughty mind is a sin. So they all build on the foundation of sin. So that's a sin nature of human being. So when we're talking about even the meat and the lies and all of that, and then those people that run away with it and believe it, or those people that hate one individual or one race of people or ethnicity because of who they are or because of who God created them to be, you know, that is what it's all about. Even Dr. Martin Luther King, that, you know, we celebrated his birthday last month, he said that
I have decided
exactly.
to stick to love because hate is too great of a burden. Exactly. And if anyone understood the reason why that quote, was spoken in the first place, is Dr. Martin Luther King. He understood that.
Yes.
I mean, with all that he went through,
yes.
the target, the harassment, the bullying, the imprisonment, the persecution, mm-hmm. he yeah. understood
destruction that. Destruction of properties, investigation, lying, surveillance, all of that.
On him.
He did not have a hate.
No, not at all. Because, you know, we know we're talking on this even from the spiritual as well as societal as well as cultural. However, if we even look at this from the health aspect, you know, we've talked with a lot of doctors, with therapists that understand that you carrying hate is it's like carrying a big rock yes. and you're carrying it around. And eventually, it affects your health.
Yes. And hate is nothing short of being it's like a cancer in one's body.
Cancer of the soul.
Exactly. Cancer of the soul, because it continues to spread unless you let go and then replace it with love. Because love is the one that gives you the relief that you need. That's the antidote of hate, is love. So it doesn't cost much to love, but it costs a whole lot on your emotion, on your health, on your life, on your living, and everything that you do when you hate.
And, you know, one will ask, you know, when we were at the museum, the other day for the celebration of Human Rights Day mm-hmm. and the Holocaust, you know, and listening to the stories mm-hmm. of the life survivors, mm-hmm. those brave men and women, survivors that we have here, as we listen to them, you could see that it was evident that normally those that would become upstanders for others, those that would become upstanders, you know, advocators for others, are those that know the effect or the recipient of this effect of hatred, you know,
yes.
what stems from it, what stems from all of that. And to just hear their heart. And they wondered too, growing up, that why will another human being want to destroy another human being?
Yes.
And they lived in what they call secret sanctuaries. And only those that have experienced that to that level understand what it means to be a voice for others.
That is correct. And, you know, we just talked about Dr. Martin Luther King. Of course, we know our Lord Jesus Christ. went to the cross for us. He did not sin. He who knew no sin became sin for us.
That we might become the righteousness of God.
Exactly. So he endured all of that. The Bible talks about him enduring the pain, the agony, and the shame of the cross, you know, for the sake of the elect, because of us. He became a substitutional lamb. He took all of that, and upon that, he said, Father,
forgive them, for they know not what they're doing.
And Stephen emulated him and said the same thing. Even after he was being stoned to death, he said, God, forgive them because they don't know what they were doing. And then in the modern day, even right after Martin Luther King was assassinated, we know about South Africa, the story of South Africa. You know, Nelson Mandela was imprisoned for 27 years. And after 27 years, he was released. And he shared government, when he was elected, he shared government with the same white government that imprisoned him for 27 years.
And the beauty about, you know, as we're talking and about Mr. That's where I was going. Exactly. The beauty about Mr. Mandela is the heart of love that harbored, there was no room for that at all. Exactly. With still a heart, the same thing we're talking about, you know, Dr. Martin Luther King. And I think, you know, many times people forget as, you know, believers, you know, because this man, many of them had a walk with God and they knew God. But it was only through the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of God that resided in them, that gave them the power to overcome hatred with love. Yes. Because the power of love is much, much greater, healing, wholesome than hatred.
No wonder the Bible says that, you know, the Lord our God is the Spirit. And they that worship him must worship him
in spirit and in truth.
So the truth, we can then say that the truth begets love.
That's true.
And lies begets hate.
Hate, which is so true. And, you know, love, the Bible gives us a picture of what that love is all about. This love that, you know, we're saying.
Can you find that in 1 Corinthians?
Yes. And, you know, because God's word is so plain, and we say it all the time, and we love the word of God. It's so plain, it's so clear, and it fills, it heals, it makes whole, it leads, he guides. So 1 Corinthians 13 gives us a picture of love, and from verse 4, it says, love is patient, love is kind. Love does not envy.
Yes.
Love does not boast.
Amen.
Love is not proud.
We talked about pride earlier.
Love does not dishonor others.
Exactly.
Love is not
respect and honoring.
Love is not self-seeking. Love is not easily offended or angered.
That's right.
Love keeps no record of wrongs.
Yes, sir. Amen.
Love does not delight in evil. It hates evil.
That is true.
One place where you see that hatred on the righteous side. Love does not delight in evil.
Yeah.
But love rejoices in truth. Yeah. You know, the truth,
yes,
you were just
truth,
saying.
Yes.
That truth leading to love.
Love, exactly.
Love always protects. Love always trusts.
Amen.
Love always hopes.
Yes.
And love always perseveres.
Amen.
Only the Holy Spirit has the ability, power, and capability to do this in the life of any man or woman, young or old, boys or girls, no matter what. Yes. Only the power of the Holy Spirit can do that.
And you know, we always say this, that if I love you, I will not at any time or no wise try to hurt you. You don't hurt the one you love. You don't steal from the one you love. You know, you don't envy the one you love. You know, you don't feel that you are more superior to the one you love. You know, you are not proud, you know, against the one that you love. You're not saying, I mean, oh yes, I am better than you. No, the one you love, you don't say that.
You serve the ones you love.
Exactly.
You care for
servant
the ones.
Heart. You servant leadership.
You cover the ones that you love.
Exactly. You protect them. You protect them. You nurture them.
And you see the best in the ones that you love.
And you rejoice with the one that you love when they're successful. So you don't envy them. And you're not jealous of the one you love. You know, you think well of the one you love.
And you also are always out for the best for the ones that you love.
That's right.
So it's pretty easy. We're going back. Back to, you know, the Holocaust and all of that. Mm. All what we just shared from God's word was not in operation when rumors were spread and a group of people believed the worst about another group of people.
That's
and
right.
So even as we start out this Black history, and, you know, it's an election year, and we know that many times some will say, well, that was then, that was this. Black history, Native American history, Latino history, you know, African history. They are all American history.
History, exactly.
They are all history of human race. Yes. One race.
Yes.
One race.
Yes. That is absolutely true. So what are we driving at? So we're saying that give love a chance. You know? Give love a chance. No matter what, you know, love teaches us to forgive. Love teaches us not to give the, not to keep the record of wrongdoing. So all that you just read, if we would just sit down and meditate on that word, on all the things that love means to us as human beings or as children of God, then we'll be able to live at peace with everyone.
That is so true. And you know, we talk about the power of the Holy Spirit giving us that God kind of love that the Bible tells us is shed abroad in our heart by the Holy Spirit. Mm-hmm. And that kind of love provides peace.
Yes.
It provides peace that no one can give you and no one can take it from you.
Exactly. And that's why I love the fact that the Bible says that, you know, I know in Isaiah, the Bible talks about the Prince of Peace. Lord Jesus Christ is the Prince of Peace. And no wonder, in Israel, a lot of time when they greet each other, they say, Shalom.
Shalom, shalom. Yeah,
you
shalom.
Know, peace be unto you. Peace, peace, peace. You know, so if that peace is not the peace that the world gives and can take away, but it's the peace that God gives, that peace of mind, you know, that peace that give you peaceful emotion, that give you peaceful soul rest of mind, and then that give you peace about your job, about your home, about your marriage, about your business, in everything that you do. You don't have to be anxious for anything.
The Bible tells us.
Like being anxious is like a rocking chair.
It goes nowhere.
So we don't want to be like that. So there's no reason for us, when we have the peace of God within us, you know, what is ours will always be ours, you know, because it's God promised for us as his children.
And, you know, you did mention about that Philippians, mm-hmm. and I want us to kind of take a look at it, because the Bible is so great and is so good about what we should do. So Philippians yes. 4, beginning yeah, from 4, says, "Rejoice in the Lord always. I will yes. say it again. I will repeat it again. Rejoice. Let yes. your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And now, do not be anxious about anything."
Exactly.
Wow. Anything.
Yep. Anything. So that means anything.
But in every situation, everything, yes. by prayer and petition, with yes. thanksgiving, amen. Present your request to God. And amen. When you do that, this yes. is what you get back. Exactly. This is the exchange.
Yes.
And the peace of God,
yes.
which transcends all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in amen. Christ Jesus. That's priceless.
That's what money cannot buy.
That's priceless.
You know, no money can buy it. It is priceless, like you said, because no amount of money
can buy peace.
Can buy peace of mind yes. that comes from God. You know, peace of mind that gives you all those things that you just read from Philippians 4. No amount of money or dollar that anyone can have that can buy it. No wonder. We have those people that have all the money, millionaires, billionaires, trillionaires, but they don't have peace of mind.
So true. So as we launch out this year, beginning in this Black History Month,
yes.
we say, give love a chance.
Yes.
We say, let's focus on love.
Yeah. Do unto others as you want others to do unto you.
If we allow love to have a chance in our nation, in our state, in our community, in our families, boy, in everywhere that humans are and gather together in different communities, imagine the turnaround, imagine the transformation that can happen in our world through each one of us.
Yes. And as we're about to end this podcast, we throw out our challenges to all Christian gatherings out there, church leaders, apostolic leaders, and say that, you know, we have to teach love. We have to live love. We have to be an example of what Christ's love is all about. So that, because the Bible says that we should be like Bibles that people will read. And then we should be, you know, like Paul said, copy me as I copy Christ. So we should be able to copy Christ. Copying Christ is to live a loving life, is to exhibit, is to show what it's like to love other people like ourselves.
Amen. So, this Black History Month, let us give God's love a chance as we celebrate the contributions of African Americans,
yes.
Not just here in the United States, but all over the world.
And we have a blessing of an extra day this year. Being a leap year.
Yes, this month is a leap year. We have so many things happening this month.
Yes.
Daughter birthday, Valentine's, President's Day.
Birthday, yes.
I mean, so lots of great things. And so as we celebrate this Black History Month,
yes.
we launch it out and say, let's give God's love
yes.
and a chance.
Until we come again.
Next time, we say, stay connected. We love you. Bye-bye.